with Mrs. O. W. Vandenberg. Now, this Vandenberg is spelt with three different words, small V-A-N, small D-E-N, and then a capital B-E-R-G. In Washington, D.C., 15 June 1976. Had dinner with Joe and Elizabeth in Joe's apartment, and later Elizabeth is the eldest of the six daughters, and Joe said that she was the best possible person for me to talk to, period. The pictures indicated that Maddie was a beautiful, fun-loving young woman who dated frequently at both Annapolis and at West Point, period. The story goes that as a plebe, young Ernest was looking in the window at a dance at Annapolis, and there he saw Matty, period. He wanted to see her, got himself introduced, and thus the relationship between them began, period. There was an understanding between the two of them that after King finished his tour aboard the USS Cincinnati, that he would return to the United States and marry Matty, comma, which is what he did, period. Matty and her sister Florrie were particularly close, period. The album showed young Matty dating the very handsomest of young men, comma, doing a great deal of clowning before the camera, comma, and generally enjoying herself, period. The general way of living of the King family was substantiated, period. Elizabeth particularly remembered going to the Naval Submarine Base at New London at the age of 16, period. One of the fixtures was a Navy enlisted driver named Jones, who drove a huge Navy-owned automobile and would take the children to school, period. Elizabeth disliked school and frequently would return with Jones and go back into the house and skip school for the day, period. One day, her father unexpectedly came home, and believing Elizabeth to be in the house, searched from room to room and finally found Elizabeth cowering ashamedly in a closet, period. He said not a word, but simply glared at her, comma, and then he walked away, period. Elizabeth was so ashamed that she never again skipped school, period. New paragraph. King owned his own car, but he did not use it at New London, period. Rather, he took off the wheels, comma, set it up on blocks, comma, and made use of a Navy car driven by the faithful Jones, period. The two oldest girls were interested in dating cadets, comma, but the Coast Guard Academy was 3 miles away from their home, period. Consequently, the girls would boldly ask their father for the use of the car, comma, to which he would always assent, period. Thus, faithful Jones would pick the girls up at the appointed hour and take them to a dance, period. At the moment that the dance was concluded, comma, Jones would promptly pick the girls up and return them home, period. Jones was a fixture in the King family and was also King's driver when the Kings lived on the West Coast during the 30s, period. Elizabeth also recalls in New London that when they went riding to school in the big car, comma, that they would pass their father walking to work and they would all gaily wave at him as they passed by, period. New paragraph. The house was always filled with young men who were dating the girls, period. King was not always pleasant to the young men, comma, and he would sit behind his newspaper and make them feel distinctly uncomfortable, period. He insisted that the girls properly introduce the young men to the admiral, comma, and the introduction would always have to be the senior named first and then the junior, period. Typically, Elizabeth would say, Captain King would say, quote, Captain King, I would like you to meet midshipman so-and-so, period, unquote. King characteristically would then roar, quote, what is his name? Underlined, question mark, unquote. This would so rattle Elizabeth that she frequently forgot the name of the young man she was introducing, period. Mattie, however, was pleased that the girls were dating and would encourage the boys to feel at home, period. One episode was at Annapolis was a cousin and a girlfriend who were sitting on the porch of the King home at 7 Porter Road, period. An impetuous midshipman against regulations came over to see these two girls who were visiting at the King home, period. King ordered the young lad to leave immediately, comma, much to the embarrassment of the girls, period. Mattie Mattie became angry at her husband and chastised him for his rude behavior, period. In defense of his actions, comma, he took a book containing Navy regulations and showed Mattie where the midshipmen were not allowed to visit officer quarters except on the weekends, period. That argument cut no mustard with Mattie, comma, and she was most unhappy with her husband, period. As to, new paragraph, as to disciplining the children, comma, Mattie would spank them but King would never lay a hand on them, period. Rather, his form of discipline was to send the children to their rooms, period. Once Maddie became very upset when King was at the engineering experimental station at Annapolis, period. She called King on the phone and asked him to come home, period. What he found was that Elizabeth had a broken arm for some time and had a cast on it, comma, and the doctor was calling at home to remove the cast, period. Because Elizabeth had been getting so much attention, comma, she did not want the cast removed, comma, and had retreated to the coal bin in the cellar where she was repelling visitors by heaving coal at them, period. King went down to the basement and reasoned with his daughter, semicolon, she was convinced that she should submit, and she went meekly to her room, period. New paragraph. King and Maddie very much disagreed on what was proper for the girls' future. Maddie felt that they should have a finishing school education and then marry, period. King believed that they should receive some kind of training where they could perform useful work, period. Maddie, comma, of course, comma, was very much opposed to the thought of any of her daughters working because that would not be ladylike, period. New paragraph. Elizabeth never remembered her father losing his temper, comma, nor did she ever recall any serious arguments between the parents, period. She confirmed that King enjoyed playing different kinds of games such as Monopoly and cards, comma, but the family considered him to be a poor loser, period. New paragraphs. In many large families, the children frequently will share clothes, and the younger children frequently will wear the clothes of the older children, period. Not so in the King family, semicolon. Nobody wore anybody else's clothes because Mrs. King did not want her friends and neighbors to feel that they could not afford to clothe their children properly, period. Paragraph. Going back momentarily to Mattie's younger days, comma, she and her sister Florrie were extremely close, period. When they would come to Annapolis, they had to be properly chaperoned, and they would stay in Carville Hall, period. The pictures of King standing with Maddie as a midshipman at Annapolis show pictures of Carville Hall in the background, period. However, it was clear that Maddie went to Annapolis to date other midshipmen as well, period. New paragraph. As to religion, comma, King had been reared a Scotch Congregationalist, and he had an aversion to Roman Catholics, period. Once Elizabeth was asked to serve as a maid of honor at a Roman Catholic wedding of her friend, period. King would not allow her to because he felt that she would be, quote, blessed with holy water and would smell of incense, period, unquote. So he was intolerant of Roman Catholics, comma, but Elizabeth felt that he may have softened his attitude towards them in later years, period. Mattie herself was an Episcopalian, and thus the children at least were confirmed in that faith, period. One of the great fixtures about the King home was a woman who lived with them for 25 years and acted as rather like an informal nurse, period. She was a family friend named Phoebe Lively, and I will spell that. First name, capital P-H-O-B-E. Last name, capital L-E-V-E-L-Y, period. She was very much a member of the family and in many ways helped Mattie to rear the children, comma, although of course there were always cooks and maids around to do the drudgery, period. King took her to Coronado with him, and there she died in 1931 after having lived with the King family for over 25 years, period. New paragraph. In the conversation with Buddy Braun, comma, he talked about how King always wanted to go to Washington's birthplace, comma, which was called Wakefield, period. The reason is now clear, period. A relative of Mattie's owned Wakefield, comma, and as a young woman, she frequently would go there in the summertime, period. It was an idyllic place where Mattie would go by steamer from Baltimore up to the Potomac River, comma, where she would be met at the waterfront by a horse and carriage who would deliver her to the farm home, period. A wagon and team would also be there to take her baggage to the home, period. This was a place of great happiness for Mattie, comma, and King sometimes had visited there with her, comma, as well, period. Thus, we see King probably very nostalgic going back to Wakefield, which was the scene of many happy memories in years past, period. The later pictures of Mattie show her to be a very heavy woman who has lost all vestiges of the slimness and youth and beauty which once was hers, period. She certainly was not attractive, comma, and the pictures show her smoking incessantly, period. She finally quit smoking after her first heart attack in 1943, period. New paragraph. King became very experienced at taking his daughters down the aisle for them to be married, period. Elizabeth recalls her extreme nervousness when she was going to marry her husband-to-be, who was a Naval Academy dropout who had to leave because of his eyes, period. He went to the University of Illinois, comma, got a commission in ROTC, comma, and became a career Army officer, period. In any event, Elizabeth was going to be married at the age of 20 years and 1 week, period. She was extremely nervous before the ceremony began, comma, yet her father was the soul of calmness and serenity, period. He talked to her and reassured her that all would be well, comma, and she was always grateful to her father for the way that he got her through the wedding, period. Both Joe, new paragraph, both Joe and Elizabeth felt that their father loved them, comma, but they never recalled any outward demonstrations of affection, such as hugging and kissing, period. With respect to the marriage of Elizabeth, comma, her father gave her a gift of a $1,000 bond as a marriage gift, period. She has no idea where he ever got the money for that type of gift, comma, but it was typical of him, period. For example, whenever a grandchild was born, comma, he would always give them a $100 bond to put in the bank, period. He always remembered dates such as birthdays and weddings and so forth, period. New paragraph. Eleanor King was a sad case as far as the family was concerned, because she apparently married a unhappy, or because she apparently had a unhappy marriage, period. She spent a great deal of time with her parents after her divorce, comma, and Joe and Elizabeth spoke of her with a great deal of dismay and embarrassment, period. New paragraph. As to King's likes and dislikes, comma, he loved to eat homemade pies and hated such desserts such as Jell-O and custard, period. Another of his dislikes was the smell of cooking vegetables such as cauliflower and cabbage, period. That sort of thing would always make him most unhappy, period. He also raised some chickens, colon, Rhode Island Reds, period. Elizabeth was not sure if he built the chicken coops himself or whether he bought them, but in any event, they had chickens in the family when they lived in Annapolis and New London, period. Elizabeth was unsure of the reasons, semicolon, perhaps he was trying to save money with fresh eggs, period. Now, new paragraph, as the places where people were married, period. King and Matty were married in Florey Smith's home in West Point, comma, and apparently not in the West Point chapel, period. Both Elizabeth and Martha were married in St. Anne's Church in Annapolis, period. Mildred, comma, the youngest of the five daughters, comma, was married at the observatory, Naval Observatory, on 15 September 1942, period. She was the favorite of all the family, comma, because she was such a beautiful young woman and was deeply devoted to her mother, period. She also had a wonderful sense of humor and was a delight to have around, period. She faithfully visited her mother in the later years, comma, and at her mother's death, she was so grief-stricken that she could not come to the funeral, period. New paragraph. I think we now finally have the names of all the daughters, period. Just to give you a summary of what their personalities were, comma, Elizabeth was the oldest, and she did not like school and married at a young age, period. She apparently had a healthy respect for her father, although the next oldest daughter, Mildred, apparently was a great deal more bold, period. Eleanor had her marriage problems, comma, and apparently also her drinking problems, which were an embarrassment to the family, period. Another daughter was Claire, capital C-L-A-I-R-E, and not a great deal was said about her, period. Flory was a beautiful woman and had many, many boyfriends, comma, but her feeling was that a mother-in-law would always come with the boyfriend, and she did not want to marry the mother-in-law, period. Mildred was the pet of the family and obviously beloved by all, period. And then, of course, there was Joe, period. New paragraph. Speaking now of the war years, comma, the admiral would religiously come for Sunday dinner at the observatory, comma, and there would always be a great family gathering on those occasions, period. He also would come to the observatory at other times, too, such as on a Wednesday afternoon, comma, when there were many pictures of him sitting on the lawn with Maddie and surrounded by relatives, period. The observatory and the King home were always a scene of great coming and going because of the many relatives, comma, children, comma, and grandchildren, period. New paragraph. Maddie had no skill at all in handling money, period. King would give her an allowance, comma, but occasionally it was not enough, and she would come to her husband and ask for some more money, period. He was reluctant to do it, and sometimes simply refused to answer her request for additional money, period. So she resorted to sending him a written request for more money, comma, to which he would promptly respond with a check in the amount requested, period. New paragraph. Maddie had a heart attack in 1943 or thereabouts, comma, and that was the end of her smoking. Their house in Washington, D.C. had been bought in 1933, and there she had lived for 37 years until she died in 1970, period. It was a place that Joe King had great affection for and the happiest of memories, period. It was referred to as, quote, Grand Central Station, unquote. King had made provisions for Mattie's well-being by setting up a permanent trust for her, period. There were some high-grade stocks that would she could not touch, but which would provide her with an income, period. As to Social Security, she could spend it as she pleased, period. Yet she never really understood how to handle money. Semicolon, quote, it just magically appeared, period, unquote. Joe King was particularly appreciative of Captain Neil Algren and the way that he handled things when he was aide to the Admiral, period. Joe remembers that the Christmas of 1942 when he came home as a midshipman was absolutely perfect because he spent a great deal of time visiting night spots in both Washington, D.C. and New York City, comma, and during that two-week period, he said he averaged about 3 hours of sleep per night, period. Joe also mentioned his great dismay of having to finish his senior year at Highland Falls High School in West Point, period. It seems that he was a senior in high school when they were on the West Coast, comma, and when King knew that he was coming back to Washington, D.C., he sent the family on ahead to be with the Smiths in West Point, comma, and poor Joe had to spend the last half of his senior year in Highland Falls High School, which, of course, was highly disturbing to him, period. Joe was a great photographer, and many of the pictures that we saw had been taken by him, period. As one looks at the pictures of the daughters, comma, one sees very attractive, very slim young women who are always in a picture with robust, comma, handsome young men, period. New paragraph. If Admiral King had any political persuasion, comma, the family was not aware of it, period. King would speak of his relationship with Roosevelt and implied that he had direct access to Roosevelt whenever he needed it, period. Joe also said that there were three small or thin volumes that Roosevelt had sent to King in the Christmas of 42, 43 and 44, or perhaps some sequence, but anyways, for three Christmases, and that the inscription in them became progressively less cordial as the years went on, period. New paragraph. Joe gave me a picture of his mother, which he also had a painting of, period. It shows her what must have been a period during the 20s or 30s, comma, and Elizabeth chuckled that Mattie had her hair bobbed at that time, period. Apparently that was a big event in the family, period. When compared with earlier pictures, Mattie as a young woman had a Gibson girl hairstyle, period. In an earlier picture, earlier portrait of Mattie, she is wearing rather a ornate low-cut dress, comma, and a bracelet on her left wrist, period. Elizabeth mentioned that she wore that bracelet on her wrist throughout her life, period. New paragraph. Her sister Claire had a middle name of Clydesdale, comma, which she detested because it was a kind of a horse. disappeared. Apparently she had been given that middle name because King's ancestors came from a Clydesdale area in Scotland, period. New paragraph, Mrs. King was a competent seamstress and made much of the children's clothes, period. It was also very popular to dress the children in sailors' suits because that was the vogue of the day, period. New paragraph, Elizabeth said that her father always had a ruddy complexion, comma, and that one of his nicknames was Beauty, that's with quotation marks, and the other was Dolly, comma, again because of his very handsome and high-colored complexion, period. New paragraph, in addition to King liking to raise chickens, comma, he also always liked to have a dog around the house, period. New paragraph, apparently there was a great deal of smoking in the family, period. The girls would try to hide upstairs so the parents couldn't see them smoke, comma, but even while teenagers, King told them that if they wanted to smoke, that they should come down and do so in the presence of the parents, period. Apparently he had no objection to their smoking, period. And my dear, that's the end of the tape. I may be able to think of something else as time goes on, but that's what comes to mind at the moment. Okay. It's now 8:17 on the morning of Wednesday the 16th of June. I'm hungry. I'm going to get some breakfast, and then I'm going to go on down to the Library of Congress, start reading King's personal correspondence. Bye-bye, sweets.